I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the Central African Republic, French forces are trying to prevent even more conflict from breaking loose in Bambari. Jim Hocking of Water for Good, an in-country partner of Living Water International and Reach Beyond, explains.
They're keeping the Muslims and the anti-Balaka separated. It will have to probably continue until we have large enough forces in the CAR. The European Union and the UN troops are really going to make the difference.
Ministries need your help to beef up security. The details are at our website. Next, some Christian students at the largest four-year public university system in the U.S. are wondering if they'll be allowed to freely meet for worship and Bible study when they return to campus. Facing derecognition in the California State University system, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe says it's a spiritual battle that needs a spiritual answer.
InterVarsity's President Alec Hill has invited everybody concerned about campus ministry and access to campuses to spend some time on July 14th, Monday, in concerted prayer about the campus access situation, particularly at California State University, but really in all of the universities around the country.
We'll link you to the prayer movement at our website. And often the biggest impacts from a ministry are unexpected consequences of their work. The Lebanon studio of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, recently received a visit from the Blessed School for Special Needs Kids. These children, avid fans of Sat7 Kids, aspire to great futures and inspire the Sat7 staff. While the country faces threats from ISIS, this mutual encouragement in Christ is vital. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the free book, Learning to Suffer God's Way from Sat7. You can get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.